the A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
They showed Josh McDaniels on the sidelines. Sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Did you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Christina Acra here with the guys from the Patriots Pro Shop. It is a week away from Christmas time. I'm excited. I know everybody else is excited too, I think, as everybody's enthusiastic in here today. But anyway, we are going to give away a gift today.
Just look at them.
Very, I know. We're going to give away a gift today. We're going to let you know the question of the day in the second half of the show. Probably a perfect present for someone with the holidays coming up a week away, like I said. And we want to plug everything that's going on in the Pro Shop and also online. What's the website, Jim?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Thank you very much. So,
nice, Jim. Nice.
Got a lot going on. How's everybody doing?
She took my line again.
I did take the line. I stole it. Totally. But anyway, as long as Jim says it, that's all we need.
That's
right?
All that matters.
That's all that matters.
Nice plug.
So what's new? I think the most important thing, which we just answered kind of in the crossover with John Rook before we started, that if you make orders today, you can still get shipments by Christmas time.
Sure, and tomorrow too, I would say.
Tomorrow too?
Yeah, we plan to be able to ship ground all the way through Friday's orders. And right now we do have free shipping on ground. So you can order all you want and pay no shipping and still get it in time for Christmas.
That's huge. Free shipping. I've been doing a lot of online shopping, and the amount of shipping costs is ridiculous. So I think that's great.
We're also lucky to be able to ship this late. I mean, I know Bass Pro, I got an email from them yesterday saying the last day you could ship ground order and get ground would be tomorrow. So we're planning to go at least a day later than most other places. So
nice.
If you're last-minute shopping, we're the place to go.
You are amazing.
Thank you, Mike.
I got an email today from another NFL team saying today was the last day.
Yeah, well, they clearly weren't prepared, were they?
No.
Not at all. They're not the best.
Our orders are up, and we're still ahead of the game, so we're happy.
As always. Great. That's how we do it around here.
Dynamite job, Jim.
Well, you know, it's helpful to have the inventory on the shelf, Jeff, and I thank you and your team for that.
Hell of a job.
That's what I'm here for.
Speaking of team, before we go any further, we have a guest in the studio that I'm not even sure who it is right now because they didn't want to introduce me.
Maybe we should play What's Your Line?
What's Your Line?
Oh. You get to ask questions.
I get to ask questions?
No, she'll probably...
Let's let Mike handle this one, I think.
We'll just do a multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay.
That works.
He's a multiple choice.
Mike's kid's bookie.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to avoid them. This gentleman, we either pulled him from the store literally an hour ago. He was in line and heard of Shop Talk. And we pulled him and said, you want to be on the show?
Just a normal customer.
That's option number one. Number two, he is your...
I can't believe you actually wrote this down.
He is your version.
He's got a pencil.
He is your version. He hosts the Raiders version of Shop Talk. He's in town for several NFL reasons, but he's here visiting us today.
These are both impressive options.
That's
either way,
two.
I'm okay.
There's more.
There's more.
We're only going ABC,
go quick.
Right?
I only have 30 seconds of the song here.
He holds a New England pizza eating record. And we
There's such
them
thing?
Down.
Beating Joey Chestnut. Yes.
Yep.
He's shaking his head, so that might be it. Keep going.
I love pizza.
Or I'll give you...
Uh-oh, he speaks.
Already better than Flanders.
Yeah.
He's already ahead of it. Or he is our new retail inventory manager.
I mean, that was the blatantly obvious...
Well, we had to throw everything in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean...
Or he's former Patriot defensive back Gerard Cherry.
Yes.
I'm going to go... Wait.
Or none of the above.
No. Is it Levi?
It's Levi.
Oh, I knew it. Which is choice D, right?
Choice D. He's our new retail inventory manager.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because we've talked about you when you weren't here to defend yourself. I apologize.
That's okay.
Actually, it wasn't really us. It was our listeners were... We're coming in. Oh, he's
we got the bullseye
target.
On him.
Oh, there's a bullseye on him already.
That's
well, welcome,
right.
Levi. Have you listened before?
I have not, but I'm glad to be here. Nice to meet you.
How long have you been working with these guys?
2 weeks now.
And how do you feel so far? 2 to 3 weeks.
It's 2 to 3 weeks.
He could be gone in 2 to 3 weeks.
I've made it this far, so that I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
It's been great so far.
So we'll have to do a little trivia lately on, tell me, you know, which guy is the, I don't know, we'll come up with some stuff and get a little bit more dirt on the trio and the Patriots.
One of our emailers sent us an email saying that you must come from good genes.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
That's
mean,
a
how
good
many,
one.
How many jokes do you...
You've probably never heard that before, have you?
Actually, that's the first one. That's the first time I've heard that one.
Really?
But who, I do hear a lot.
Who wrote that one? I forget.
Fred and Foxborough.
Fred and Foxborough.
That's right. I like that one. That was good.
All right. We'll have to write that one down. Mike, use your pencil and paper with all your multiple choice answers.
Yep. Okay.
Well, I'm glad I did good. I
very impressive.
Passed the test.
Yes, very impressive.
So, is everybody done with Christmas shopping?
No.
Gifts?
No. Yes.
No. I haven't started yet.
Oh, that's good. Well, guess what? If you buy something in the Patriots Pro Shop,
we can ship
free
it
shipping.
That's great.
Yeah. You're done?
Mike's,
no.
My part of Christmas shopping has not began.
Your part.
Began.
So how do you divide it up? Like you and your wife?
My wife does most of it, but I got to
buy for her.
Since I got the two boys, I kind of take care of certain stuff for them.
Oh, okay.
You know, certain things that she's just not keen on.
The whoopee cushion, stuff like
that. Jockstrap.
Cups. Yeah, all those cups.
Oh, I'm glad it always turns in that direction, the boy stuff. Jim, you're done.
I have a particularly heinous week. My son's birthday is Monday, my wife's birthday is Wednesday, and Christmas is Friday. So, no, I'm not done. I'm borderline suicidal, to tell
That's
you the truth.
That's rough.
Yeah, and I work in retail now, so that makes it even much more challenging.
Yeah, that's really, that's
Thank
tough.
Thank you for pulling back the hammer on the gun.
Yeah, I thought, I have a handful of people in the month of December, but you take the cake on that
Three
one.
In a week.
That's crazy. Yeah. So how do you do that? Obviously, you don't want to slight them on their birthdays.
Oh, no, there'll be none of that. My wife made it really clear before we got married, there'd be no combination gifts or anything like that. So.
Okay, so you've got to put thought into the Christmas gifts and the birthday gifts.
I do all my shopping online.
Good for you. Do you go? What's the website?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Nice work. Plug. All right, Jeff, you?
Not completely done. I have started. Got my niece and nephew done, Rachel and Ryan.
Nice.
Ready to go.
I do need some gloves. I think Mike does too, in case you're wondering.
Yes.
You guys don't buy gifts for each other, do you?
I got my jacket back.
You did?
Oh, nice.
Who had it?
The I'm not wearing it.
I don't even know what it looks like.
It was
jackpot.
It was whoever had it hostage just caved in, just showed up.
That's weird.
So you never met the ransom demands?
No. I got
tired of waiting.
Hopefully our government can see that when dealing with the terrorists. You just hang tight.
Ignore.
This is a perfect example there.
Just ignore. So I don't understand. Do you know who it was?
I don't.
You have to.
I don't.
So what's the fun if they didn't reveal who it was?
I don't know.
I think
maybe
he held hostage of his own jacket.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He lost it and he had to milk this entire thing.
To make a media frenzy. Yeah.
He likes to create controversy.
That's what happens too, at least.
You were such a diva.
They should have someone hack off a piece of it and send it to you. Like,
oh.
Here's the right sleeve. If you want to keep your right arm.
Popping a finger off.
What did they want anyway? I don't remember. What was the ransom?
They wanted Patriot scratch tickets.
Wow, that's a heavy ransom.
Yeah, right.
This guy meant business.
So it was, you're telling me it was a guy.
I guess, I'm assuming.
Well, that's good. Happy holidays to you. You got your jacket back.
I'm done.
That's
you're
big
done.
News.
I could get nothing else and be happy.
Someone was
did
a sucker for
the
holiday season.
You didn't say anything?
I did.
Jeez.
I wanted to save it.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Breaking news.
Good show material.
Christina has exclusive.
Yeah, you should have said at Pizza Wednesday, whichever one of you guys took my jacket, if you would be as kind as to call us at 508-543-7482.
That's the phone number. Yes. It's good breaking news, though. I'm happy for you.
Breaking news.
Someone just buckled under the holiday pressure and felt like a loser for keeping your stuff. It's the season of giving back.
It's on the scroll ticker on CNN.
Jason's
putting it up now.
So what was Pizza Wednesday all about? Are you guys too busy to have pizza still?
No, we had it.
We had it.
A lot of fantasy,
that's good.
A lot of fantasy football today.
Yeah, this is fantasy football playoff time.
I know. And I'm on Yahoo. Is it being weird to anybody else, like when you log on?
I can't get on. I couldn't get on into an Explorer, but I used a different browser and got right on.
Is that what it was? Okay.
I don't know what it is, but Firefox, the other browser,
Have
that.
I'm having issues, and I cannot log on to see if I'm still in the playoffs.
You know
what I was this week.
You know which website traffic they're probably missing because of that?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
It was doing this funky thing where everything was on the side and kind of like smushed together and was not, doesn't make sense.
You
so.
can type sports.yahoo.com, and it takes you right to the sports homepage, and you could log in.
Why didn't you tell me that a week ago?
Because you never asked.
Maybe okay. Are you in the same league? Is that why?
No, we're secret? Not in the same league.
I heard Jason's
well.
Doing really well. Is that correct?
I'm out.
Well, the fantasy lowdown will keep everybody going. Who is in playoffs?
Who's leading our? Who's the number one seed in our league?
Hey, all three of us are in the playoffs. That's all I know.
Really?
Oh, yes.
That is the dumbest thing to brag about, being the number one seed. That doesn't mean
I won the regular season. I
you've
get something
you've lost three
you
of your last four games.
I had the best record.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I had the best record in our league.
The playoffs are a new season.
That's right.
You can get taken down. In
we're all 0-0 right now.
Everybody's 0-0.
Right.
Well, hey, can't you guys just let Jim own the moment?
Yes. It's true.
Who won last year?
Me.
Right.
Who else is in this league with you guys?
It's only 8 pro shop people.
Ken Flanders.
Ken Flanders is in it.
How's he doing?
Not
playoffs?
Very good.
No?
Yeah, he gets the same advice from Jason.
Which is from Brian Lowe, right?
So you don't know if you're in it? If you're
I honestly don't. I think I lost because Tim Hightower was losing points for me when I was watching the Monday night game. He had a couple of fumbles,
yeah,
I think.
Fumble-itis.
I think everybody had a fumble in that game.
That was a terrible, terrible game. Mm-hmm. And I know the kid I was playing had Arizona's defense, and it was a matter of 7 points between the two of us.
Ooh.
He was up 7 going into that game, so I don't think I gained any points. I think I lost points, so I'm assuming I'm out.
We're all pulling for you.
It was good for my first run with fantasy football.
Yeah. Good job.
Oh, first time ever?
Yeah, it was my first time. I got the fifth seed in the in the playoffs, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Living the dream over here.
Yeah.
Living the
are
nightmare.
You in the playoffs as well?
I am. I actually have a bye this week, number 2 seed.
Okay, nice. Nice and, work. He's not bragging.
No, just you got to take it one game at a time.
There we go. He knows the mentality. You guys teach him that in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
One
there's
game
a lot
at a time?
Teach him. He's from Philly.
It is what
he
it
lives
is.
In Rhode Island.
What's I the mean, problem?
We got a lot of conversion to.
A lot of straightening out.
A lot of straightening out.
Yep, definitely.
So, like what brought you from Philly to Rhode Island?
Well, I went to college up here.
Oh, okay. Where'd
then,
you go?
Johnson & Wales.
Okay.
And then I just...
What's their mascot?
The Wildcats.
Is it?
That's a decent one. Who had a weird one?
The Naughty
the
Oakers.
Naughty Oakers.
Yeah, the Naughty Oakers. Oakers. Who was that? You?
No, it was Ryan.
Oh, it was Brody. Okay.
Brody, yeah.
So you can't rag on me for Wildcats.
You can't say
that's a solid mascot.
Yeah, that's a good. I like the Wildcat. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I worked for the Red Sox for 2 years or two
great.
Seasons. So I was up in Boston. So
nice.
And I just moved back down here, and I'm with these wonderful guys now.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Wondering what the hell
you
are
lying your ass off.
2 weeks. It's kind of a pretty busy time to join this team, huh? 2 weeks ago with the holidays coming up and everything. Like, how much do you? You're, what side do you work on? You work with who specifically?
He works with me in the warehouse.
Okay.
Him and
okay.
Ken.
Yep.
Okay, so
in Flanders, yes.
Yeah, busy. I guess it's busy year round then, huh?
Absolutely.
You guys are constantly going.
Yep.
Well, cool.
Had you ever met anyone from Maine before you met Ken?
Actually, one of my good friends from college is from Maine.
Hmm.
So you know what you're getting into, Ken.
Yeah, most
right.
definitely.
Just checking.
I understand it all.
Understand
good.
All.
Thanks for joining us today. Did he enjoy Pizza Wednesday? Did you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Pizza Wednesday.
He's already like.
He can put down some pie.
I like to eat.
Yes.
I had a buffalo chicken calzone for breakfast just to start myself off, work up
hard.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is team cholesterol.
Wait, was that leftovers?
That was leftovers.
How do you think
yesterday.
He got hired?
That's
comments
amazing.
Like that.
So on his interview, when you guys sat him down and said, you know, what can you bring to the team? Well, I eat buffalo chicken pizza calzones for breakfast.
You're hired.
Breakfast of champions.
You start tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I wish I could do that. I think I'd be miserable all day long knowing that I had that for breakfast and I would continue to eat all day. So
maybe you should come to Pizza Wednesday.
I should, but I've never really been invited. That was the first invitation.
Wow. Mike has to invite you. He's the president.
He's the president of pizza operations.
He's going to write. He's going to jot it down in his little notebook with his electrical pencil, or what do you call those?
I just call it a pencil.
Mechanical. Not electrical.
It's
mechanical.
It plugs in.
It lights up.
I'd like to know where his pocket protector is.
He would have one if he didn't have the giant Patriots patch on his left side.
Side.
What did you guys talk about, or what was the conversation?
We
today?
Talked about the. I think we had Rolling Stone magazine.
Ooh, oh yeah, the top.
We
nice.
Talked about the top 10 highest
concert,
revenue.
Yeah, highest of the revenue concerts of the decade.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Or tours. Or
who
tours,
won?
Yeah,
who was
touring?
Acts.
Dave Matthews Band was number one.
Yes.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Everybody who's, or whatever the saying is, everybody goes to Dave, I think.
I go to Dave.
Like, whatever genre you like best, everybody enjoys Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe
so. Yeah, I have no idea.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave was great.
Jim's like, no,
wouldn't know
not me.
Wouldn't know a song if you played it.
Any music
really?
That Jim, came out after 75.
I really wouldn't.
So you can't rag on me from being from Rhode Island.
Oh, I can still rag on that.
And you don't know any Dave Matthews songs? That's terrible.
I'm 42.
That's okay.
I'm 42.
I see lots of 42-year-olds.
Dave's older than that.
I don't listen to any music created before 1976.
Oh. All right, guys.
And none of those were on that.
We have a phone call from Steve in New Hampshire.
Hello.
Steve, are you there? Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Christina, you're beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'll drive you nuts here from Miami, but that's okay.
Thank you.
You've covered your bases well, so we're good with it now.
Oh, okay. I'm trying. I'm trying my hardest.
I call into, obviously, PFW show all the time. And but one thing that I noticed is, you know, every once in a while, Doc's played the little sound bites, you know, with that CD, the... Patriots Now. You
okay.
guys have, I mean, and I have it on my iPod, which I'm a carpenter, so I got a bunch of guys working around me. I put it on shuffle, it's playing, and all of a sudden I get little sound bites of Steve Grogan or Mike Haynes, you know, doing these great Patriots plays. Are you guys going to do another Patriots Now CD like this decade? Troy Brown, I mean, more, you know.
Huh. It's an interesting.
Oh, what is it? Sound clips of highlights?
Tom Brady breaking the record with Randy. You guys got to do it.
Okay. Well, let's start with, do you guys have any Patriot CDs or anything in the shop?
No.
No.
Okay. Where did you get that? You already have one, you're saying, Steve. Is that what you're telling me?
I'd look at Doc through the booth. He'll go, oh, yeah,
he's
I got
sleeping.
One. Can I play it? He can
he's
play
drinking.
A soundbite right now.
So it's like a highlight reel of sounds?
Yeah.
Radio
it's
calls?
Got, it actually, it's funny like because that. It's got like, my God, I don't have it right now.
Does it have like the best of Bill Parcells?
No. Actually, it's
no?
Older stuff.
I don't think Parcells is on there.
So it's older stuff.
But it's like a little soundbite. This one tune called Victory, which drives me nuts. Patriots fans don't realize this anymore.
Stuff like that.
That is cool.
Yeah, but it's better than that. It's got music. It's like I think it's local groups that have done. Like the song "Victory," which Doc can definitely play, is a great little. Like it's a minute and a half long, but it's probably some local Boston band that did it, and you know. And then there's a whole bunch of little different soundtracks. They're all only very short, like minute and a half, 2 minute bits, bang, bang, bang. But then there's a whole bunch of, you know, sound bites inside of these, you know, songs or whatever, and just highlighted moments of you know, Troy Brown making the reception down in Miami, Mike Haynes first return.
Yeah, yeah, I think
return.
I'm understanding. I've never heard it, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've heard
cool.
something like it, but I didn't realize it was an actual CD made.
Well, I've had it for, well, yeah, I'm older, so I've had it for, I mean, this thing's probably like 12 years old.
Oh, okay, well,
and,
I guess.
You guys got to do a new update. You should listen to the old one. To get the concept of it.
Yeah, I'll get Doctor
and then
on that.
People break it down and go, yeah, let's do a new one. Because, I mean, we have it now. I mean, this is, you know, sweet. I mean, as far as I want it, I personally.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a great concept. And
the closest thing we have is a keychain that plays the Super Bowl 36 call by
Gene. I was at Super Bowl 36.
We can run that by Flanders, our buyer, see if there's something out there through the league. And if there isn't, we can touch base with the production guys.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, and see if something can be.
But this way, you guys already put the CD out. I own a copy of it. Who actually did that?
We'll have to find out.
I would imagine. Well, you said
it's
12 years old. Yeah, so we've got to go back.
Way before my time.
Christina's only 13.
Doc definitely has a copy of it because he uses a soundbite during, you know, different times.
Okay.
And,
Well, that's those sound bites kind of exist on a number of different things, but an actual produced CD,
that's what I mean. The CD is priceless.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm clearly
I have it on
and
my
it's...
iPod, and I play shuffle. I mean, you could be listening to Kid Rock, Aerosmith, Bee Gees, and all of a sudden, there's Steve Grogan throwing a bomb to somebody.
Well, it sounds like you're one of few that have it, which is awesome. But I think it would be great to follow up with that and someone to produce a new one and have an updated one. So we'll have to, you know, put that out through everybody around here. Then I'm sure there's been a lot of turnover since that CD was created, and see if anybody remembers it and if there's a way to go about producing a new one.
If I'm not mistaken, I think actually, I think there's a copy of it in the, you know, in the Patriots. Museum there.
Oh.
I've been down there. And
yeah,
we'll
take a look.
The Pro Shop. I mean, the Hall of Fame.
I got that. Presented by I'm not sure if it was there, but part of me goes, I remember seeing it somewhere ago. I got that.
Oh, okay.
It's on my iPod.
Well, cool. That's awesome that you have that. You might be one of the few that has it, but
I know I'm probably one of the few because, you know, that was back in the day when we were, you know, the Patsies.
Yeah. Okay.
But still, we were Dynamite. I mean, come on, you know, there's some great moments on it.
Well, that's awesome. We'll answer those questions for you hopefully next time you call in with the guys on PFW or whatever, or call back to Shop Talk, but we'll work on that.
It's funny because, you know, at first when I heard about the Shop Talk show, I go, how the heck can they have a radio show about this?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good, right? Now you're hooked.
I get home from work, and all of a sudden I throw the computer on, and I'm listening to the end of, you know, Playbook or whatever, and I just let it keep going.
Yeah.
And I go, you know what? I'm good with it.
You're hooked. we're glad we could hook you in. Thanks for calling.
I was going to say, Steve, don't make me have to blow you up.
Yeah, right.
No, Doc blew me up once. Ask him about it. He knows that was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Well, you learned your lesson. Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. And we'll try to answer those questions.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya.
Yep.
Steve from New Hampshire calling in. Thanks for listening, Steve.
I like that. New product request. Well, new old. But
weren't you here 12 years ago?
Yeah, I don't remember any CD.
Yeah.
Well,
that's interesting.
I mean, much smaller
that could have
operation.
Easily been an independent thing where someone took radio calls and produced them to music
bootleg,
or whatever. Yeah, who knows? I mean, Jason's only, 21, so he's only been around. Just kidding.
He doesn't look so good for 21.
No, I think it's a great idea. That'd be really cool. But the thing is, you hear those calls. You know, on a number of things we produce, we use them in highlight packages and all kinds of things. So the calls are out there. It's just a matter of someone putting them together on a CD.
And you got to think some of the best ones were in the past 8 years.
Yeah,
you
know, I would agree. You know, yeah, definitely.
So probably
Sorgan
would be.
Sprints out to the right, looking to right throw, there? Fires to the end zone, touchdown.
Stuff like that, yeah.
To Al Chandler, the tight end.
That's me making that call, by the way.
Yeah, sounds it.
Oh, was that you?
That was me, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right, so I guess we're going to have to get to eventually what's going on in the Pro Shop and what the any promotions or anything, the same stuff going on, anything new.
Free shipping. That's our
free shipping.
Current.
That's enough for me.
Great offer. Free shipping and still can get in time for Christmas. So.
Yeah.
The 12 days of Patriots are all gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, we finished the 12 days of Patriots.
A lot of happy winners.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I sent a bunch of them emails today congratulating them winning, and three people wrote to the regular Pro Shop address asking if it was a scam. Thinking my email was like some sort of phishing email asking for
did you use your personal email to write
No. I use my work email, but still, it's never happened before. Three people in a row.
They put a name to the Patriots Pro Shop online.
Your name's blacklisted on a lot of computers.
That's
funny.
Could be.
Well, no, it definitely was not a scam, and a lot of people had some great prizes out of it, right?
Yeah, people real excited to come to the Jacksonville game. The nice family from Maine won tickets to that game. There's a field visit, and they're really excited to come to their first game and get to go down on the field. And
that's great.
This lady sent me a really nice email today. And a lot of excited people to win. People enter those contests or they see those contests, they don't think anyone wins. So we try to take pictures of winners when we get them or post things.
It's first realization when people see contests like that. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm not entering
that. They always write that back going, oh, I didn't think anyone ever won these things. I'm like, well,
yeah,
that'd be illegal.
And they're so unique and exclusive, some of them.
Right.
I mean, You're crazy not to.
And that, remember, when we sat down and decided to do these things, that's why we wanted to do them, because we have the ability to offer some things you can't, experiences and prizes and things you can't get anywhere else. So why not make those available during this time of year?
Right.
Have Brent from Illinois sent us a link to the CD that was produced and sold at Best Buy. It's New England Patriots Greatest Hits Volume 1. And I'm going to, Jason, can you pull up this link and play some clips from it and just see what it's all about?
There you go.
Yeah, I think he's working on that. So the CD does exist. Steve, we believe you.
still on sale at Best Buy?
We're
still available?
I'm not sure. I'm going to start clicking around, too, and see.
Because Jim does his shopping online. Maybe he can buy us a copy.
Jim does,
for Christmas.
I could do that.
I'm wondering who produced it or where it came from. The Ultimate Tailgate CD.
My pleasure to now introduce the next coach of the New England Patriots, Pete Carroll.
Mr. Kraft.
Including DeBrier. Happy Halloween.
That's a tempo with a big opening. Look how in. What a move.
Old school.
Run by Russ Brand. That's Steve Duncan. Put a bite on the money. What a call by the New England Patriots. Southwest Coast. First national football
good
Interesting.
Stuff.
All right.
Can you tell who produced it or where it came from and why they haven't done a second one? We need a volume two, people. I'm sure they're listening right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it looks like?
They're scurrying
around. It kind of looks like a...
Santa's Elves, go!
A jock rock kind of a thing,
yeah,
where they mix in some Patriots highlights and
with, like,
moments with other songs. Because YMCA is on here. Na, 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 hey, hey, goodbye is on here.
What was that?
You stop.
One more time.
I need that, I need that for a sound bite.
That was good. I like it. Yeah, we don't have any... sound bites from Jason. Come on. Don't you dare play one from me.
You know, we have a lot of respect for Jason.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's talking about you. All right. When we come back, we are going to reveal our question of the day. So you guys better have a good prize. And we'll get down to more gift ideas for the holidays coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to Shop Talk.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines, back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Man, it's football season. I mean, usually the house is decked out by now. You know, and the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year, I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got Razor Sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game. I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
Right, so, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football, 3 Super Bowl championships, endless memories.
It's good! It's good!
Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. and is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehallatpatriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
So that's the song you're trying to sing, Jason. I like the way you sang it better. No, 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 no. Hey, hey, goodbye.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. It has, and it's only Wednesday, right? But Wednesday, I like this show. I think it's a good turning point in the week. Got through a long Wednesday. Thursday and Friday are just, you know, here comes the weekend. Yeah, it's a good song. Get us going.
So, I don't think it's a good song.
It is.
No.
Why not? Oh, you mean the theme of it, like, goodbye?
Yeah, no, I think it works in basketball, college, but the
when
song
somebody falls out,
hey,
goodbye.
Really?
I just don't like the song.
Hockey doesn't do it for you in hockey?
Hockey?
Yeah. Like when you're blowing out a team in the playoffs, Stanley Cup, game 4,
I would think they equate this song more towards college hoop than anything else.
Just because everybody yells it. Used to sing it here in the stadium, the old stadium. A lot of used to hear this.
You guys sing it when packages leave the warehouse, right?
We do every time. Every time.
Jim's like the Southwest guys when their bags are leaving. Yeah. Bye, bye.
It gets all emotional.
Sometimes it's hard to let that merch go.
I believe the show is brought to us by American Airlines, the official.
I didn't say that.
Just kidding. Just kidding. So this has been my challenge with the whole shopping deal. I've done most of it online. And I think with the economy the way it is and just I know how my family's working, everybody's completely scaling it down a lot and looking for items that are a certain price point and under, which I'm sure a lot of people have been doing for years now. But, you know, that seems to be the thing. Thing is saving this time of year because the economy's in the shape it's in. And anyway, I've been trying to do it too. And there's a lot of great things out there, my point, that are like under $25 or under $30.
Our pool table.
Is what?
No, I'm kidding. That's a few grand.
The new team grill.
Yeah.
That's only $1,500.
Okay. Well, this was my suggestion was that you
great stocking stuff.
That you give me some ideas of like small items or good items that are just less money.
No. And I was going to bring up too what we did a few weeks ago. We have
gifts under $25.
Yeah, we have hundreds of gifts under $10, $25, $50. You know, depending on what price point you want to hit. And that's the stuff. A lot of people right now have their main gifts, and now they're getting those, like,
stocking stuffers.
Yeah, all those secondary gifts just to kind of make so you don't just get one gift.
Yeah.
And they don't want to break the bank, and that's right up our alley. I mean, we're blown through gift cards, little trinket stocking stuffer type things.
A lot of gift cards.
Books, just a hat, anything that's just kind of like that onesie.
Yeah.
Supplemental gift.
It's good stuff, too, like for gifts where it's like, okay, this is my coworker or boss or someone I'm dating's parents. And I'm like, do I get them something? Do I not? You know what I mean? Yeah. That kind of thing.
Are you supposed to do that?
I don't know. It's a question of, do I get this person a present? And
if I do,
I don't want to go overboard or, you know, some people do. Some people wonder what the rule is. I don't think there is a rule, but those are good gifts that like tweener gifts where it's like, I don't want to get them something in case they didn't get me something and go overboard. But here's a little token of anybody will enjoy a peck of Patriots M&Ms and like a candy dish or something.
On the front page of the Pro Shop's website, patriotproshop.com, we have a little product browser, and it's underneath the main graphic and a couple of promos, but there's a little pull down there and you can select a category and it'll show you gifts under 25, gifts under 50,
perfect.
Gifts for kids, gifts for her, gifts for him.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a buyer's guide kind of thing, a little gift selection kind of thing.
Yep, yep.
Yes. So what's on everybody else's Christmas list?
Ours? Nothing.
Something from the Pro Shop?
Yeah, no.
I got this hat today.
Yeah.
You like his hat?
For $20.
Did you really?
That's a great gift. I recommend it.
I agree.
Nice
throwback
hat.
$20,
that's
it.
I like that.
Throwback.
Sweet. Hat. Mesh back, yeah.
Yeah.
Old school Pat Patriot logo.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think that's a great present.
Yeah.
So you have nothing on your Christmas list? What's wrong with you?
No, I don't know. Just give me pizza.
His kids gambled it all away.
Yeah.
Give me pizza. Yeah, you guys. Do you eat anything else?
No.
There's some pizza left over.
Yeah.
There's actually pizza sitting right here in front
of
me.
You want to know where the line is drawn from when you're going to eat other people's pizza? You walk into the studio. That is not going to be entering
my
body.
Oh, you walk in here?
Yeah.
It's only been here for four hours.
Since last week.
Since noon.
What's in this box?
Since noon.
More pizza?
It means there's extra flavor on there.
Is it? Yeah.
4 hour time period.
Yum.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing, too, is Jeff and Ken did a great job getting in, was it new product? Or is it closeouts? What was it?
It was a little bit of both.
But we ramped up our outerwear, our sweatshirts, our just selection of...
We took a look at what Reebok had in stock of a lot of our things, and it may have been something we had ordered in the past. It may have been something we never had in before, and we just worked with our Reebok rep that this was stuff that was on the shelf that they could get to us fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of jackets and outerwear and sweatshirts.
Which is definitely usable this time of year. It's freezing outside.
Whenever a team...
Long sleeve t-shirts, stuff of that nature.
Patriots are going to Buffalo this weekend.
Nice. Yep.
I've never been to Buffalo.
It's always cold in Buffalo.
I don't think you want to go to Buffalo.
That's what I've been told.
It's not a heck of a lot to get fired
up. I like
about.
Going to Buffalo. I've gone up there for several games.
You just went for the wings, though, right?
And the cold beer?
I like to go over to the Canadian side.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Get the button ready. Here goes Jim.
Buy a Cuban cigar. Go to the casino.
You went to Canada to buy a Cuban cigar?
Somebody doesn't know their geography.
Don't judge him.
They sell Cuban cigars.
He thinks it's warmer up there.
You can't buy a Cuban cigar here.
I don't know. But you understand what I'm saying? You went to Canada to buy a Cuban
cigar. I didn't go there just to buy that. When you're in Buffalo, you're right there.
He really went for the Canadian ballet.
And the bacon.
Wink, wink.
Canadian ballet.
There's a lot of nightlife over there.
Back
on the
ham.
On the Canadian side. But yes, the wings are good. Duff Sheridan.
You're one of the few people that has actually said they've enjoyed trips to Buffalo. I have to. I'm thank you for the positive note.
I've gone 3 or 4 times and seen the Patriots play.
Good. Oh. Yeah, I think it's supposed to snow there. It's in the forecast for the weekend.
It snows there every day.
It snows there. That's what it seems like.
It's like
yeah.
Lake effect.
The
snow.
Lake effect snow.
That's what I. Okay.
It should be like the spokesperson.
Oh, I don't know if
like
I could do that.
.com.
I don't know if I can do that.
Strange.
We should have had Bob Doppler in here to explain the lake effect snow and how to prepare.
And what exactly that is. Yes.
And how to prepare for the lake effect.
How do you prepare for that? That's some cold snow, right? I mean, that's like bitter temperatures.
Well, it's cold anyway because it's Buffalo.
Yeah.
Cold and gray.
Cold and gray.
Mm. Now I know why you love it so much. Kind of.
And he laughs. That's good. It's a good reaction. It's actually supposed to snow on the 24th as well, Christmas Eve.
Nice.
I'm looking at the forecast.
You know, they say you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people. If you want to feel good about where you live, you go to somewhere like Buffalo.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Words to live by?
I don't think we'll be getting any calls from people in Buffalo.
Yeah, right?
That's the idea.
Wow.
Yowza.
All right, cross that one off the map.
Are you fat people? Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
So what are you guys giving away today? Let's bring us up on a positive note here.
We will be giving away a Belichick hood in the team color navy edition, which Bill has been wearing a little of
this
year.
That might be our priciest prize today.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's a good one.
It may be.
That's a hot piece right now.
That's a solid
it is.
Price.
Well, it's his gray sweatshirt that he cuts the sleeves off of in navy, right? That's
it's the same.
At.
Yep.
All right. So let's go ahead and put the question out there.
How many are we giving away?
Just one.
Just one.
Am I eligible to win this? Can I call in?
No.
Okay. Sure. We've had someone actually do that before.
Yeah. Anybody who sits in this chair will do that. Alfonso Menino, I think, won once.
Yeah.
Remember that one? Yeah.
Ken calls in and gets them all wrong.
Are we going to get a Levy that's going to win?
Or
Eli?
It could be Eli.
Eli can call in.
Eli.
So we need a question, Mr. Producer. Give me a question.
How many items are on sale in the Pro Shop right now for less than $25?
Hmm. Is there an exact number?
Jim?
In silence, we're all falls over this.
Buffalo.
Jim's going on to patriotsproshop.com.
There has to be an answer. I used it in a radio spot.
Yeah.
Oh, when we did the promotion.
Yeah.
X amount of items. So, I can figure that out.
No, it's...
Who's going to figure it out first, though, you or the person calling in to 508-543-7482? If you could figure it out before Jim, call. Let me see.
Hold on.
Mike is making use of his mechanical pencil and paper.
And it broke.
I'm out of luck.
1 million.
Oh, no. Oh. You're just going to have to go without notes today. I'm sorry.
What is this? A pen?
That's been in here. I wouldn't touch that.
Oh, man.
Oh.
It's a little... Got something on it. Remember you were talking about your ears turning green from bad earrings last week. This is what happens. Jim, is that the correct answer?
I believe that when we did the promotion, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought it was.
I was trying to do the search we had set up so I could find the number.
All right, so we all have a number. Jason obviously has a number. So if you could call in and say the number that Jason's thinking of right now, your money.
Jason, pick a number between 1 and 500.
Right. That's going to be our next question of the day. What's amazing is that Razor never got the Patriots Razor. It's wintertime. No one shaves. No one
it's
does.
It's all Tiger Woods' fault.
That too.
That's it.
We can all blame Tiger.
We can blame Tiger. Oh, Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But having said that, the Razor's been a big seller. Very popular.
Yeah,
very popular.
Really
I don't know why someone wouldn't want a free one. I should have taken it when I had the opportunity. No, it's that's awesome. It's a good gift.
It's all a gift.
In a stocking.
Yeah.
I don't know
either.
Would you like getting a razor for Christmas?
I wouldn't.
No, Levi should be our Maybe that'll be a contest. Shave Levi's beard off with the new Gillette Patriot.
They were shaving.
Oh, yeah, he looks into it.
Yeah, sounds he's like hazing whoa. To me.
Yeah, that's
we'll some drunk guy.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Call in to win.
That's right. We haven't hazed you yet, have we?
No, you haven't.
That's going to go
we'll
on
keep
here.
It that way.
Can we get Ken, can we do Ken's goatee?
We're going streaking!
In the quad.
Speaking of the streaking thing, what was going on with the people running through like Boylston or Newberry in their underwear?
It was the Santa Run.
Yeah, what is
Speedo
that?
Santa Run.
What yeah, is
charity.
That?
It's an annual thing. It's for charity.
Charitable thing.
So everybody just in the freezing cold runs around in Speedos?
Yeah, it's a mile and a half run. In a Speedo.
Jim,
they started
finished,
consuming
didn't?
Adult beverages no, at about I'm, 10.
Jim finished.
And
race.
Then partied no, all the way through after the run.
So what time did the run start?
I think it was like 11.
And it goes through the city?
Yeah.
Okay. I was very confused when I heard about that and slightly disturbed at the idea of sitting having dinner outside. And
what's even more disturbing is
people running by.
If you look at some of the pictures that they posted yeah. of the run,
which I won't
you,
be.
See, you see people in a bar talking and celebrating, and you see some of the creepiest looking guys oh. peeping into the windows trying to see what's going
Wait,
on.
We
got to
pull
priceless.
That up.
Yeah, that was that's a pretty comical event.
They only go like two blocks or something, right? Isn't it
yeah.
short?
But I mean, there's.
But it was freezing out the day they did it, wasn't it?
There
oh my gosh!
Wide variation of body styles
That's
that are exposed.
Have you
in that
it's
race.
In every city. It sounds like or other yeah. cities. Santa's in Speedos, Boston.com.
Yeah,
it's an epidemic.
I don't think it's going to spread through here.
Christina, have you seen the L Street Brownies? The people from where is that?
South Boston.
South Boston. That,
I know L Street,
that,
but
that jump in the ocean when in the middle of winter.
They
no.
do that in New oh, yeah. Jersey as well.
It's the polar
they call
bear.
The brownies.
The polar bear.
That's
the polar
like much,
bear plunge.
That's warmer water.
Polar though. Bear plunge.
That's warmer.
So
water.
What does brownies have to
well,
do with it?
It's toxic.
Oh, is that why it's so like? I mean, they do it in the middle of the winter.
Oh yeah,
when there's water that shouldn't be touched. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, they jump in and then they run back out.
That's crazy.
And then they
no, thank you. Unless they're, no, there's no chance. I'm trying to find these pictures because I think that's absolutely hilarious. Is anybody going anywhere fun for Christmas?
You.
Going to Rhode Island.
Home.
Yeah.
Iowa?
No. I'm staying fun. Home.
You're staying home.
I'm staying
okay.
home.
Your guys are in a playoff, a good bowl game, right?
Yes, we're in the Orange Bowl
nice.
On January 5th.
That's
the second,
a real bowl.
The second to the last bowl of the year. Yes.
Nice. Are you excited about that? You won't be making
Very
the
excited.
Travels to see it?
No, I'd like to, but my duties keep me here. At
yeah, January 5th. Okay.
January
There's a really
5th.
Dirty word that's going to happen around that time here.
Hmm.
Inventory.
Year in fiscal.
Yes. I was like, what are you going to say?
If I'm ever going to quit, it's going to be the day before inventory.
Yeah. yeah.
That is the day I want to quit.
Physical inventory.
It is the worst time of year for anybody
Ugh.
Retail.
Yep.
All right. Sheila's on the flip phone to
Sheila
win a sweatshirt.
From
Sheila from Clearwater. How you doing, Sheila?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. What's, let's see. We got our question.
Tell me how warm it is there.
Oh, yeah. What's the degrees?
It's in the 70s today. Mm.
That sounds fabulous.
It's in the sevens
that
here.
Sounds pretty, sounds pretty cold.
It's
today.
In the sevens here, yeah. There's a wind chill here that makes it feel like 7 degrees outside.
Probably
so.
About that.
We're jealous. Yeah. Are you
I'll
on the
find
beach?
Out tomorrow. I'm flying in tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, you are? You're coming up here for the holidays yeah. or just for the weekend or what?
To no, shop at the
for the holidays, for Christmas, my Christmas vacation.
Oh. Nice. Well, isn't that nice? You get a white Christmas, I think. I think it's going to snow on the 24th, so.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, you'll enjoy that, right? A break from the 75-degree weather?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That, yeah, that's the opposite
you know
of
what
me.
The biggest problem is? I don't have to go out and shovel it.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't have to go out in it. I can sit and watch it from the window.
Yes. You know what? That's It's actually very nice and pleasant when you don't have to shovel or drive in it or, you know, be out in it for too long.
Absolutely.
You can enjoy it from your inside warm couch.
Exactly.
Yeah, and your new sweatshirt, if you can give us the answer to the question.
250.
Whew. Is that the answer, Jason?
That's
Sounds
good.
Like you have just won a Bill Belichick style navy blue sweatshirt. Congratulations.
Yes.
And give Jason your info where you want that shipped to. And it sounds like you can get it in time for Christmas if you
Or we can just hold it here and you can come visit Mike in the store and pick it up in person.
Your choice, Sheila.
Get
Maybe
it shipped.
I'll do that.
Maybe you will. Okay, well let us know and Jason will get your info.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your trip and have a good time up here.
I will. Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, that's perfect. New sweatshirt. I wonder if she'll be keeping it or giving it away. We lost her. Sheila, call back if you're listening. We lost you.
She's got the number.
Or she can email webradio@patriots.com. 70 degrees. I'm going to Florida for Christmas.
When do you leave?
I will be gone Christmas Eve.
Take us with you.
Yeah.
Take us with you, please.
I mean.
Are you going to Florida?
She's doing it. Yeah, I'm going. I'm from there.
She's a Miami girl.
She's got the best idea. Live down there and then to enjoy the holidays where it's snowing and it's Christmas time and you want to be. You know, my family's been up here for Christmas the last 2 years because they wanted to experience snow and, like, actually see the winter time and get into the spirit of it.
And did they get to see that?
They did. It snowed in 07. Remember, there was a snowstorm right before Christmas.
Wow,
and
nice.
It was all over the ground. It was piled up. There were snowmen built in the park, in the commons. So I took them through the commons, and everybody had snowmen built, and we took pictures and stuff. They absolutely enjoyed it because I think it was the first time my brother and sister had really seen, like, solid snow on the ground to that extent.
Wow.
Jason, you just ruined my lovely story with a disturbing picture.
Oh, my.
We'll pass this around. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Some shots.
I don't know what's
the
creepier, the two in the Speedos or the guy looking through the window?
No, the guy looking in the window is by far the creepiest thing about that.
Oh, my.
I saw this on Boston.com.
Was he a runner, too?
No,
he's just
weird.
A creepo.
Just a perv.
Just a perv.
Wow, that is disturbing.
We're back on the Santa Speedo.
No one on the radio understands what we're looking at.
No, it's a picture from, where'd you get that from, Boston.com, of the inside party, I guess, post-Speedo running.
So it's this couple in Speedos and this creep looking in through the bar
window. I don't
know,
the guy outside just looks jealous. I think that's what it is.
Maybe
I don't think
cold.
I don't think it's creepiness. I think it's jealousy.
I think it's creepy.
It could be creepy jealousy.
He's just jealous he didn't get to run through the park in a Speedo.
He looks like he could kill someone.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Or burn something down.
Wow. And we won't even comment on the two in the actual picture. Jeez. We'll move on from that.
And I'm glad I called that guy.
Yeah, right.
Hang on. Billy Madison. Yes, I know that one. Adam Sandler, I can definitely keep up with. So anyway, Christmas time, snow. I'm going to be not here, unfortunately. I kind of like.
You taking
Christmas
the week off or just a couple of days?
No, just a couple of days. I'll be back for game time come Sunday. What is the weather like for Sunday, the Jacksonville game?
It's too far out to know.
Yeah, there's no way we can even tell from now. Let's just go with cold. I think that's a safe bet.
Yep.
Oh, man. Who is blowing up? Your phone has been going off this entire time.
I hate to say it, but didn't I say last Wednesday it was going to rain Sunday and Boston.com said it was going to be nice?
You guys get a little quiet over
that.
Thanks.
Last week we were sitting here and I said it was going to be bad weather on Sunday for the Carolina game.
Yes, you did.
He
and
did.
I called
you.
And said it
he
was going to be sunny. Yeah. And what was the weather?
You are
it
amazing.
Rained. Yeah, it was nasty and miserable.
Sunny.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't too cold, but it was just gross. I was able to get off the field before.
Weird
yeah.
thing is, didn't
Poured
you say
down.
Tailgating was huge that day? Like people
huge.
Went in the game late and everything?
It even was. Said well, in the post-game meeting.
It was beautiful in the morning. It
That's
really was.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. It wasn't too cold.
Yep.
The sun was out.
The wind was calm. It was nice.
People came to the gates late, which directly relates to them.
Enjoying the
Kicking
sun.
Kicking a few back in the parking lot.
Oh, I thought it was enjoying the sunshine.
That's right.
Yeah.
So were there any tailgating supplies that you've seen in your college tailgating that you wish the pro shop sold?
Ooh, you know what's you know what's good? Is you have the, is it called something, is it cornhole where you throw the...
Yeah, we got it.
Do you have those? You have one of those?
Yeah, it's called tailgate toss.
There you go.
Yeah, tailgate toss.
Yeah, with the board and the, how about the one where it's like kind of... Three levels of pipes.
Yeah.
That same
company has that.
That one is fun.
Yep. And the company
that
makes that, it looks like a
field
goal
post.
That's
like the string?
Yeah, you toss something. It's a string with like two pillows on the weights on the side.
Yeah.
And the goal is to wrap it around a certain bar. You get more points for the higher you go or whatever. That's a fun game.
Yes.
I like that one. So get that one.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot
Coming
of people
to a pro
in
shop near you.
Playing those games. I've seen that.
Yeah.
What else? You know what's a great gift? Like tailgating aprons, I've seen. They're really cheap. Do you have aprons?
Yeah.
With like getting a logo or funny sayings. Great gifts. I think those are awesome.
Yeah, we don't have any funny sayings, but we do have the Patriots on there.
That's all you need, right? I think that's great. And do you guys have the cookout sets, the grill sets?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Shoot.
And grills.
I got nothing on you guys and grills. What else? What
Condiment
else is there?
Caddies.
Chairs.
Really?
Chairs.
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 Barstool Tables. Covers.
Yep. Table covers.
Koozies.
Yeah. Oh,
koozies. Colder caddies.
Tons of them.
Yeah.
We got the collapsible kind.
Yeah. I had a friend walking around a party when I went down to the SEC championship game. We're in Atlanta and everybody's drinking beer, you know, Gator stuff everywhere, orange, blue. And I look over, my friend's got a Patriots koozie on.
Nice.
I'm like, where did you get that from? They're everywhere.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
That's
well,
our goal.
You know, that was one of the things we were going to ask Levi. He's been around a few cities working in retail in this sports industry.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We got it pretty buttoned up, no? Compared to the other?
Yeah, I think.
And remember, you're on Patriots.com when you answer this question.
And it says that gotcha. On your paycheck.
By far, the Patriots definitely have the widest selection of merchandise. I've worked with the Phillies and the Red Sox, and just in the 2 weeks, every time I go up to Jeff, I'm like, we really have this? And it's just like the wackiest thing that you see. So it's definitely a wide assortment, and anything that you can think of, we have it. So yesterday I saw a litter bag for the back of your car seat.
Yes.
And I didn't even know that existed. I was like, what do you use this
we
for?
We have it.
That's yeah. coming from two solid baseball teams.
Yeah. What else is wacky?
Two of the recent World Series champions.
That's right, Jeff.
Yeah.
What's wacky? What else? Who have you been just like? That's a good example.
Let's see. Wacky.
Bet you he's got more jewelry than you guys do.
Mm. Ooh.
I got no hardware.
Ooh. Nothing?
No. Let's say Phillies. I left right before the 08 World Series. I went down to the World Series. I was there for all four games, but I didn't get a ring. And when I joined the Red Sox, it was 3 months after they won the 07 World Series. So I didn't get a ring for that either. So
wow.
Timing is everything.
Yeah, timing is everything. But I can say that I was there. I enjoyed the experience.
Yep.
So
it's all that counts, right? The memories.
Memories.
The memories.
Jeff and I had fun at Super Bowl 42.
Yes, we did.
Was it Super Bowl 42? No? Yeah.
Yes, you were there.
Yeah.
Yep.
What? Oh, you were saying specifically that you guys had fun there? What did you do?
They shared a single bed.
What?
Easy. You weren't there.
No. We
not in that room.
Well, the funny story is there were instances where that happened. Mm. So
yeah.
Jeff and I had the privilege of standing in the bed of an 18-wheeler truck.
Oh, I heard that.
Stuffing merchandise into goodie bags for the travel party. The
I
client.
Spent an
Jeff,
entire.
Jeff, behind that, I got a goodie bag.
Yes.
It was a.
You were also labeled as getting a extra large goodie
yes.
bag, to which I said, not
yeah.
a chance.
Jason saved me on that one, yes. Yeah. I'm not quite. I don't think I ever was an extra large.
We should share the story of our trip
youth.
Home.
That's a whole
no.
other show. Look at the time.
That was the single yeah. worst night of my life.
Wait, yeah. the trip home after that
was,
Super Bowl?
It was horrible.
Yes.
Why?
Not good.
We booked ourselves on a commercial flight to come back and skip the charter because we, you know, if we won, we needed to be here to open the store and sell things online.
Yeah.
And all that. So we
opted to...
Yeah, Jeff, Mike, and I, and Ricky, right?
I don't remember.
I ended up driving to the stadium by myself, and then I met these guys inside the stadium, threw them in my car, drove directly to the airport post-game.
Which was a hike, too, because the game was all the way out in Glendale.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Drove like all the way out to the airport, check the rental car in, go to the gate, plane's not there, we go to another gate, we get on that plane, sit there for
full of
an
drunk,
hour.
Angry Patriot fans.
Yeah. Sit there for an hour
direct,
and a half.
It's a direct flight from Phoenix, right after the game, from Phoenix to Boston.
Oh, no.
Drunk, angry Patriot fans.
Yep. We sat on that plane for a little over an hour, and they kicked us off.
Said
why?
There was something wrong with the computer, and they were going to fix it.
Oh, that never happened.
They didn't fix it, so they made us get off.
Got no plane.
Oh, you
so
know
we
it's bad
a
when they
plane.
Get you off the plane. That's
so,
bad.
So we got on a second plane.
Which is clear on the other side of the airport.
Yeah, they couldn't pull it up next to the one. It literally couldn't be further away and still be at
these
the
guys have no baggage because they flew in that day. I had a week's worth of baggage. And
what is wrong with you?
What the hell was that?
I just wanted to break up the.
You're always breaking up my story.
You know,
I thought my computer was
jug
yelling at
music
me.
On his
what
Pepsi
was
bottle.
That?
Whiskey jug.
You're a child. Oh my goodness!
You gonna play the spoons next week?
I had no idea what that was, and I was enjoying the story.
Right,
so
we
get on a second plane, and we sat on that for an hour. And
no.
They kicked us off of that.
No.
They backed it up about 10 feet, and then the pilot comes on and goes, I don't know if you heard that sound coming out of the right engine.
But we can't take this.
They were just messing with everybody.
So we get off the plane, and there's police and security, and because you know people are just going to be ripping.
Oh, yeah, at this point.
So now it's like
are coming out.
Now it's like 4 in the morning, and they said, the bad news is... It's Super Bowl Monday. There are no flights available. The earliest we can get you out is Tuesday.
Wow.
So what happened?
So we all jumped in a cab, busted back to the team hotel, and
let me
just
say, there was
ended
five,
up going back on the team on the charter.
Jeff was there. Two Jeffs.
Shut
right?
up.
There was about 500 pounds of us, and the driver weighed more than that.
Yeah.
So do
and
you
drove get, like a maniac.
Yeah. So hindsight, we should have just stayed at the team hotel. We should have just stayed there and enjoyed the post thing and just got on the plane the next
party.
Day.
Oh,
we
yeah.
missed the post party.
Thinking we were doing the right thing.
Yeah. You guys were trying to be good little workers in the pro shop and get everything going.
We landed 12 hours after we were supposed to.
Finally got into Boston about 5 the next
That's unbelievable.
Monday, 5 Monday night.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, I'm sure you guys were ready. You know,
it's the worst.
It's part of that when you know one plane's not taking off, it's like, I'm just going to stay away from this airport. I'm going to go relax. Yep. And it's just not, that's crazy.
Since you didn't have to open the store early? Does that mean you had to help
in late
shift,
the next day.
Ship the Super Bowl championship merchandise to a third world country?
We had none in stock at that point. We booked things, but they were immediately canceled following the game.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, it was a good story.
It was the worst night. Then we sat in the hotel lobby for about 3 hours, right? Four hours we sat in the hotel lobby.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's dreadful. That's bad. All right, well, on that note, bring some more better stories next
Holiday
week.
Good times.
On that
good
cheery
times.
Note, some great memories from 07.
Thank you, Levi.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Pleasure. Yeah, come back whenever you want.
You can still order in time for Christmas, PatriotsProShop.com.
Free shipping.
Get it done now. We'll
gift
see you
cards,
next week
gift
on
cards, gift cards.
Patriots Shop Talk. We'll see you next Wednesday.